So this is historic. and it's crucial as well. It's also a crucial time because, you know, we quite often we have special times for the young people. We have special time for students, and we have time for children, you know, and those are crucial. You know, those are crucial for raising up the next generation who will take the recovery on and perfecting them. But there's also this age group that the senior saints is also very crucial, very crucial. And it's you know, Brother Lee said that the, and Brother Nee, both of them said that he asked, well, here's a quote. Brother Lee said this, in his training, Brother Nee asked the trainees what age they thought was the most useful age. Then he pointed out that a brother once said that the most useful age is from 70 to 80. Amen. And then when you get to 80, you're even more useful, right? Because of this, he charged the trainees to take care of themselves and not to commit gradual suicide, to sleep well, eat well, drink well, and exercise well so they may have a long life. Amen. Okay, so this age group is crucial, saints, right? This is a crucial age group, and it's also an age group that often comes under attack from the enemy to make us think that we're useless, right? That's often a lie of the enemy that he would attack this. When you get to this age, you may feel useless, right? And we've heard some saints express something like that. You know, they feel useless. They don't know what to do. But actually, that's just a lie from the enemy, right? So we just need to get into the, hopefully we'll get into the word, we'll get into the ministry this weekend and see something about how crucial this age group is. Amen. Okay, so there's, I mean, one thing about this age group, it just outwardly we have more time, okay? Sometimes we don't have health and energy, but we have more time, right? So that is one aspect. In fact, Brother Lee did say that there's different types of full-timers. He said there are saints who are full-time supported by the church. And then there are also saints who are over 70 and retired, and their children are either overseas or married with their own families. The best bargain for them is to consecrate themselves to serve the Lord full time. Right? So, yeah, this is a bargain, right? We should strike this bargain, the holy bargain. Remember that hymn? There's a holy bargain, right? Then the holy bargain is the best thing to do is to use our time to serve the Lord, okay? I mean, and the third category was part-time, self-supporting. So anyway, we just hope that the Lord will shine some light. He'll shine light this weekend, and that we will see how useful this age group is. Okay, so maybe we could begin by reading some verses from Psalm 92. I hope you've all got your Bible with you. Psalm 92, verses 12 through 14. Psalm 92, 12 through 14. Okay, has everyone got that? 92, verse 12. Let's start there. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of Jehovah. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bring forth fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and green. Amen. How about we read 14 again? They will bring forth fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and green. Hallelujah. Full of sap and green. Amen. Wow. Okay. So maybe if you've got the outline, we could read Roman numeral 1 together. Being useful and bearing fruit in old age, being a normal condition of life. Okay. So that's this verse, right? being full of sap and green. Okay, full of sap and green. That's that. This is a description of those in their old age, right? Planted in the house of Jehovah. Okay, so there's a number of messages that Brother Minora gave in California, I believe, last year, which was addressed to this age group. And we've taken some of those messages and kind of compacted them down into one meeting, which is what we're doing this morning. In fact, I think Brother Minora used one outline for those three messages. We couldn't get hold of that outline, unfortunately. We tried, but this, so we've compiled this outline from those three messages ourselves. Praise the Lord. Minora was, he said that he was freestyling in those messages. Okay, so I don't think I can freestyle like Minora, but at least we do have this outline to help us, okay? So how about we have the brothers read A under that, Romans 1. We need to see that usefulness in the church life, bearing fruit and shepherding others, is a normal condition of life in older age. Amen. Okay, so this is Brother Minora, he coined this term evergreen saints based on these verses from Psalm 92. Okay, referring to the senior saints. Okay, we could say that they are evergreen saints. Okay, because they may be older, but they still can bring forth fruit, just like Sarah did. In Genesis, you know, she, when the Lord came to appear to her and prophesied that this time next year she would bear fruit, right? She just laughed because her womb was dried up, right? The Lord, she did bear fruit, right? She did bear fruit at that time, right? And he was Isaac, whose name means laughter, right? Because she laughed twice, right? She laughed twice. So what we could, you know, although we've called this the Senior Saints Conference, Minora said it could be called How Old People Can Have Babies. Or How Old Trees Can Bear Fruit. Yeah. Amen. And, you know, the crucial thing is that you have to be planted in the right place. Okay, so one thing here is that they are planted in the house of Jehovah. And they will flourish in the courts of our God. Where's that? Where's the house of Jehovah? The church life. And where's the courts of our God? The church life, okay? You have to stay in the church life, saints, okay? Stay in the church life. Another attack of the, well, I don't know if it's the attack of the enemy, but, you know, the common thought in the world is when you get to the certain age, you think, well, I've served my time, I've done my bit. Now I'll take it easy, go on cruises, you know, head off somewhere to a nice place, have an enjoyable life until I die, right? But that's the common thought in the world, right? I think, well, you know, pick up a hobby, do something to occupy your time. But Lord Jesus, we are planted in the house of our God. Amen. Yeah. In the courts of our God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that this is the right place to be, to bear fruit and be full of sap in old age. To be green, right? To be green. The first thing you have to do is stay in the church life, saints. Okay, don't disappear, right? Because we have to be planted in the right place. Amen. And so, you know, like I said at the beginning, we do often emphasize the younger generations because we are burdened for the young people, to the next generation, to bring the recovery on. But that does not mean that the older generation is useless, right? That is wrong, okay? Absolutely wrong. And that's what we hope to see something of this week. Okay. And Brother Minora, when he shared this, he talked about the brotherly Brotherly's burden before he went to be with the Lord was he shared a lot about the great revival, the greatest revival. And he was burdened for this greatest revival before he went to be with the Lord. Even he charged the brothers to pray daily for this greatest revival. And that's not a revival as been commonly occurred in Christian history, you know, where there's a stirring up and then it fades, like the Welsh revival. But this is a genuine organic revival that will usher in the Lord's coming.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that revival is not just brought in by the young people. In fact, it takes the older ones, okay? The mature ones, the faithful ones who have been in the church life for decades, running the race, okay? And they're needed, okay? They're needed to bring in the greatest revival. So our thought and our attitude should be that as long as we live, as long as we have breath, as long as we can move, we're here to help bring in that new revival. And that new revival is helped to be brought in by the prayers, by the services, and by the shepherding work of the older brothers and sisters. So these are three crucial areas that we can function in, right? Prayers, service, and shepherding. Okay, prayer, service, and shepherding are crucial for this older brothers and sisters to participate in. Praise the Lord. We're not done. Hallelujah. And we won't be done until our last breath, right? This is what we're here for. And so, you know, in the Bible, longevity is a blessing, right? And even our brother shared, we should pray for longevity. So, but we're not just wanting to live longer without a purpose, okay? You know, everybody wants to live longer. You know, I think historically, everybody just wants to live longer. They don't know why, but they want to live longer, right? So men have been seeking longevity for centuries. I think ancient Chinese emperors searched for longevity. Even nowadays, the billionaires, they do biohacking or something like that to extend their days. Have you heard of that? But everybody is seeking for longevity. But it's purposeless, okay? Their longevity is purposeless. What's the point of living longer if you don't have a purpose in life? Why would you endure the sufferings that come with aging and the sicknesses without a purpose, okay? We have a purpose, right? We have a purpose in the Lord's recovery to bring in this greatest revival that would bring the Lord back. And we need to mature in the Lord. That's why we need longevity, because we need to become more, we need more time for growth and maturity. So as long as we're living, there's time for growth and maturity. And, you know, we can still be serving, like Anna was serving in the temple. How old was she? I can't remember how old she was, 80-something, right? 85? She was still serving the Lord in the temple when the Lord came. Okay. So this should be our heart, brothers and sisters. This should be our heart in the Lord's recovery. Every brother and sister should have this heart. We're not here just to fade away, you know, as we age, right? To go downhill and disappear, right? We're not here just to diminish, right? Lord Jesus.
Amen.
No, we're running the race.
Amen.
We're expecting the Lord's return.
Right?
You know, so, you know, even this, you look at the world situation today, the Lord's return must be soon, right? The world situation is crazy. You have to admit, right, what's going on. But the Lord is behind the scene, and he's managing all the affairs of the world, all the world leaders, to work out something for his move, okay? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that he could come back to, and he needs something to come back to, right?
Amen.
He needs to come back to a bride, and he needs the body to be prepared.
Amen.
And he needs his kingdom to be established on the earth today. So what we are that part of that people, right, who are for this, right? Or we should be, right? That's what we're here for. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so maybe the sisters could read B under Roman numeral 1. Okay, we come back to this point here, but we have the divine life within us. Hallelujah. Saints, we have the divine life within us. Amen. We don't just have the fallen human life. We have the divine life in us. Okay, and then C says that as older saints, our normal condition should be planted in the house of God, bearing fruit and full of sap. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is normal, right? It's normal to be planted in the house of God, bearing fruit. Even in our older age, we can still bear fruit. And I think our fellowship this day today should help us realize that we can still bear fruit at this age and be full of sap. Hallelujah. We can be green. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. And this is what the church needs. The church needs older saints to supply it and shepherd the younger ones. Okay. The older that we are, the deeper we should become, right? The deeper we should become. And we should be still bearing fruit, even in our old age. And defy, like Sarah defied the law of aging, right? We could be the same, okay? Hallelujah. To bring forth Christ, amen. Yeah. And we have a never aging life in us. The life in us is eternal. That means it's never aging. Hallelujah. We have a never aging life in us. That life never gets old. It's never old. So our old age should be days of fullness, right? Not days of decline. It should be days of fullness. The older we get, the fuller we should be. And then we become a blessing to others, right? We become a blessing to others because we are full of this divine life. And any church that has got senior saints like this is blessed. Okay. It's a real blessing to have saints that they help to bring in an evergreen church life. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on to Roman numeral 2. Let's read that together. Our need is to be recovered so that we can be useful in old age. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be recovered so that we can be useful in old age. Amen. Okay, so it's not a small thing that we are still here, saints, right? Some of us have been here for decades, right? It's not a small thing. You know, we've gone through a lot, and the Lord has worked out a lot in us. We may not realize it, but the Lord knows, and if we function, it becomes evident, right? The Lord needs us just like we need Him. Okay. The Lord needs us to be spiritually fresh, healthy, and free from offenses to be useful to Him in old age. So it's 3 Hymn 371 is that hymn that says, "I need Thee every hour. I need Thee." Okay, we need Him, but the Lord also needs us. Amen. He needs us for His purpose to be fulfilled. And He needs us to be overcomers. Because the church has failed and become degraded. The degraded church cannot fulfill His purpose. He needs the overcomers who have undergone a lot of things so that they overcome, right? To become the overcomers. And the Lord needs us at this age, the age that we are in, the age that we are at right now, okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're here, saints. Not a small thing that we're here, still loving the Lord, still loving the ministry, still loving the church life. We may be older physically, but the Lord needs us at this age, right? The Lord needs us. Amen. Okay. The more years we have in the church, this is B, the more we will accumulate failures, problems, and offenses that need to be forgiven and healed. Okay, let's read. How about we read Proverbs 4:18, if you can find that in your Bible. Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. But The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Hallelujah. Okay. So this, we need to be those who are like the light of dawn. Right? Like the light of dawn. That is the sunrise. Okay? That which on the one hand signifies the Lord's coming, but on the other hand, it also can signify our being revived day by day, right? Every day we need to be revived, and we need to follow the sun, not just the S-U-N, but the S-O-N, right? Follow the sun to be revived. Hallelujah. Okay, and then we need to continue on that pathway, that rising and shining pathway daily, okay, to become brighter and brighter, right? So that we become as bright as the noonday. Right, that is the day of the kingdom. Okay, the full day is the day of the kingdom. So this is our pathway, saints. This gives our life purpose and meaning. And the Lord leads us, and He needs many older saints who are living a life like this as the reality in the church life. So we're not living a life of hopelessness, right? We're not living a life of decay. We're living a life that's full of anticipation of the Lord's return. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, C. Let's read C, sisters. Amen. Yeah. Meaningful and full of purpose. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the issues of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need to live a meaningful and purposeful life. Amen. Okay, Roman numeral 3. Let's read. It says, we have an external, incorruptible life which never gets old. Amen. I wonder if that should be internal. Maybe that should be internal, right? Incorruptible life. That's eternal. Sorry. Eternal, yeah. We have an eternal, incorruptible life which never gets old. That's correct. Amen. Wow. Okay, so the life that we have is eternal. Hallelujah. This life never gets old.
Amen.
Even though outwardly, physically, we may get old, we may even die, but we have an eternal life, right? We have an incorruptible life. And it says it, 1 Peter 1:23, that we were regenerated by an incorruptible seed, right? We are regenerated not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. So the life that we have is incorruptible. And the life that we get through regeneration is eternal, right? It never ages. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This life never gets old. Okay, so physically we may suffer the oldness. We may suffer aspects of oldness of getting old, but the life in us never gets old. It's Amen. Eternal and incorruptible.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, number 2 under that says being forgiven and forgiving others. So that's an aspect of maintaining this eternal, incorruptible life. And then we have number 3. How about sisters read 3? Amen. Okay. So I think Ephesians 5:16 is well known by us, redeem the time because the days are evil, right? Redeeming the time. So one thing we have to realize is as you age, you become aware, there's two things. You have more time, but you have less days, right? I don't know whether you're aware of that. I think we're very conscious of the fact we don't, when you're young, you have unlimited, it seems like, days ahead of you, right? But as you age, you just realize the days are limited, right? You have less days left than you had when you were 20, Okay? So we have to be careful with how we use our time. Otherwise, it becomes evil, right? When I've now retired, and a brother said to me, use your time wisely. So I'm so glad for that fellowship, right? Use your time wisely. Amen. And we need to, it's according to Moses in Psalm 90:12. He said, he talks about the length of our days. You know, you may be in verse 10, he says you get 70, if you're strong, 80. And then in verse 12, he says, teach us then to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So you need to have we need to number our days, right? That's, we need to have an account, really, of our days. Brother Ron often says, we have enough time to mature, but we don't have time to waste, right? We don't have time to waste. So we need to be careful with how we use our time, right? So Moses was very wise in telling us to number our days, right? Number our days. Lord Jesus. So B says, let's read B, learning to treasure our days. We now have less days than the young people, so we need to make our days count. Hallelujah. We need to learn how to take account of our days, and we need to learn how to redeem our time. Because we, at this age, at our age, we cannot waste time. We don't have days to waste. Praise the Lord. We need to treasure each day and make them count. And then number two says we need to live in God and take him as our dwelling place. So this is also from Psalm 90. So Psalm 90, how do you treasure your days? How do you take care of your days? Actually, he gave us the way at the beginning of the psalm. Verse 1 says, O Lord, you have been my dwelling place. Oh Lord, you have been my dwelling place. Oh Lord, you have been my dwelling place. You know, we need to take the Lord as our dwelling place each day. Okay, this is deeper than just eating and drinking him. This is to take him as our dwelling place means that we are in him. Okay, we're in him, and he is everything to us. You know. Basically, your dwelling place is not just a bed on the floor. It's everything in your dwelling, is everything that you need is there included, right? The Lord is our dwelling place. Amen. That means he's everything to us. We have to learn to take him as everything to us. Oh, Lord Jesus, in our living him and take it, we need to live him and take him as everything. Oh, Lord Jesus. So it's good to pray short prayers. Saints, isn't it good to just pray short prayers to the Lord that enable us to live him in our daily life? Yeah. You know, just even, Lord, take care of my driving. A short prayer like that, you know. Oh, Lord, take care of my transport. Lord Jesus. So we need to learn to bring the Lord into all the little things in our life. So it's not complicated, actually, it's simplified, it's simple, right? So we become, the more we are like this, the more we dwell in him, the more simplified we become. And he becomes everything to us. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. How about we go on to four? Amen. Our youth being renewed like the eagle. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, our youth being renewed like the eagle. Amen. Okay, so this is Psalm 103:5. We read that. It says, he satisfies the prime of your life with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so the eagle is in the Old Testament is a figure of God, right? It represents God. And the eagle just soars, right? Have you seen, I don't know, we don't have many eagles in this country, right? But we have hawks, right? Yeah. They're similar, right? They're the same family. When you see them, it's like they don't flap their wings at all. They just glide, right? They just soar. Praise the Lord. So we should be like eagles, right? Soaring, and our youth should be constantly renewed. Amen. Our Adamic life is an aging life, but our regenerated life is the eternal, never aging life. Amen. And the verse there of Isaiah 40, verse 30 and 31, although youths will faint and become weary, young men will collapse exhausted, yet those who wait on Jehovah will renew their strength and mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, renew. They will renew their strength. That means we do get old, but constantly we are having to counteract that through renewing. Okay? Through the renewing. Okay? So there's two competing trends here. One is getting old, the other is renewing. Right? And so, Lord Jesus, we have to, okay, so the process, we have to pass through the process of renewal. As well as getting old physically, we pass through the process of renewal. And which one is faster depends upon how much we exercise our spirit to drink the Lord and eat the Lord, okay? So the more we exercise, the more we exercise our spirit, the more renewing we experience, okay? The more renewing that takes place. Amen. So we need to drink the spiritual water. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it says there, those who wait on Jehovah. Okay, to wait, this is quite significant. To wait here is to trust, not to trust in ourselves, right? To stop ourselves constantly in any situation and be one with the Lord. Okay, that's to wait on the Lord. Not to live out by ourselves, but by another life. Praise the Lord. And this replaces the all death. Okay, this life of resurrection replaces all death. Amen. The only way is by this life, resurrection life. Okay, to be renewed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And then also, this is the way to be filled with joy. Okay, in Proverbs 17:22. It says, I don't think that's in the outline, but I'll just read this to you. 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine. Okay, a joyful heart is good medicine. Oh, Lord Jesus, what we need as older persons is a life of joy. Hallelujah. So if we can age that way, we will not have a life of unhappiness or depression, okay? We can have a life of joy. Amen. Okay, so this is really quite wonderful, right? We can be renewed. Our youth can be renewed, right? Our youth can be renewed like an eagle. Amen. And there's a contrast with another portion of the word, which is the fate of old people. Okay. Well, there's a contrast. There's a contrast between 1 Peter 1:23, where it talks about we have an incorruptible life, and then in Ecclesiastes we have a chapter 12 gives us a sad portrait of old age, right? I don't know if you remember that chapter, Ecclesiastes 12. If you look at it and you look at the footnotes, it's a very descriptive chapter on the fate of people getting old and dying, right? So there's a contrast here, saints. Okay, we're not in Ecclesiastes 12. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
We have an indestructible life.
Amen.
And this, the more we touch this life, this resurrection life, the more renewed we become, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, brothers, how about we read C? Oh, no. Did we read B? Let's read B. If we live in life and enjoy life every day, we will be in eternal life and never get old. Wow, we'll be new in the eternal life if we enjoy life every day. Amen. Okay, and then, okay, so we could, in a sense, you could say that we are young old men, okay? Or we're old young men, but we're not old men, okay? We're not old men. We're either old young men or young old men, but we're not old men, right? We'll never be old. Hallelujah. We need to soar. Amen. Just when we're in old age, we need to soar as on eagle's wings. And the best way to soar is to open your mouth and speak. Hallelujah. Speak to the Lord. And then we get the joy, which is the best anti-aging medicine. Okay. Hallelujah. All right, sisters, C. Hallelujah. It grows. Amen. Okay. So, eternal means never dying, lasting forever, uncreated, divine life. This life is in us, right? This life is in us. And never ages. Hallelujah. Amen. This life never ages. So we should shout this, right? Shout this to ourselves. Shout this to the devil. This life never ages. Physically, I may die, but me, I live forever. I have the life of the eternal God in me. Amen. Wow. This life is divine. This life is eternal. Even on our deathbed, instead of staring at the ceiling sighing, we, with our last breath, we can say, I have eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. And this life never ages, never gets old, hence is evergreen, as green as God is. Amen. So that our old age may be days of fullness and blessing. So, you know, we have that hymn to the Father, our Father as the evergreen, right? He's evergreen. He is evergreen. That comes from, you know, there's a verse that says that in the Old Testament. Hosea 14:8 says, Ephraim says, what have I to do with idols? So I think that's another hymn, right, that we have. And then I respond and look on him. I am like a green fir tree. From me your fruit is found. That is God. The green fir tree symbolizes God being living and evergreen. So because God is living and evergreen, we should be the same, right? We should be the same. So even in our old age, physically would maybe days of diminishing, but they should be days of fullness, okay? Physically we may be diminishing, but they should be days of fullness and days of blessing, right? So the older we become, the fuller we become. And we should also be those who are blessing, right? Not just for our own enjoyment, but we can bless others, right? We bless others. And that is a blessing to the local church that you're in. If you're like this, the church is blessed. And if the church doesn't have saints like this, then something is missing. Something is missing. We need the older saints, right? Not just the young saints. We need the older saints, the evergreen saints. And he said this, the saints who have touched eternity more than the young people have. Wow.
We're close,
hallelujah. Yeah, we spend our times touching the eternity, right? Touching our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So in regeneration, we receive this eternal life, which is never aging. Although the life from our parents will die, will age and die and is limited. Once we regenerated, we cannot get old. Hallelujah. Wow. The life we received in regeneration is not like the gradually declining life that people receive by birth. This life grows daily into more and more maturity. Amen. Even though you may be outwardly restricted, sick, yet it grows and we are renewed. So 2 Corinthians 4:16 really makes sense, right? When you're at this age, you're being daily renewed. Daily renewed. Amen. Okay. D says, there is a need for older saints, evergreen saints, who have touched eternity more than the young people have. Wow. So that this is really true. You know, the older saints have had many years of spiritual experience, though you may not feel it, you may not feel like you have. We've had many years of the Lord dealing with us, passing through situations, and we should be those who have touched eternity in our spirit many times. Okay? So we have touched eternity more so than the young people. Amen. Okay, five. Let's read five. Planted and flourishing in the house of God. Hallelujah. Okay. So this comes from Psalm 92. These are the verses that we read at the beginning. Okay. And Psalm 92, 91, Psalm 90, 91, and 92, they form a set, those three psalms, concerning the deeper experiences of God, the believer's deeper experiences of God and being identified with Christ. Okay, and they form a set. They're kind of special, these psalms. And the brother of Menorah encouraged us to get into these three psalms in our own time. Psalm 90, which is the psalm of Moses. He started carrying out, you know how old he was when he got called to carry out God's commission? 80. He was 80. That's when he started out. And when he wrote this, he was probably 120. Okay, this the Psalm 90. And he, if you look at that psalm, you read the first part, it's short. It's all about the shortness of man's life, right? How man's life is brief. And in verse 10, again, we have, he said, the span of our life is 70 years, or if you're strong, 80. It will soon be gone and fly away. So we need to number our days, which is to keep account of our days. Yeah. Amen. So we can't add anything to our days, but we can surely waste them. That's the warning here from our brother Moses. I think we covered this adequately already. Amen. All right, so actually, if you read these verses, it talks about us being trees. Hallelujah. We're trees, right? Planted in the house of Jehovah, flourishing in the courts of our God, bringing forth fruit in old age. Amen. So I think we have three types of trees here that we cover, and the trees are Christ, and it should also be us. And particularly, it signifies the humanity of Christ. It's something, the trees are something stately, something evergreen, something beautiful, something rich. And they depict all the different aspects of Christ's humanity lived out of us. Okay, trees are, I think you agree, right? They're stately, right? If you see trees, they're very attractive, right? And we need to be, we need this aspiration that we would be trees in the church life. And the church life needs this. The church life needs many older brothers and sisters, experienced brothers and sisters who live Christ. Amen. Who are planted. Okay, they are planted. They've had the deeper experiences of Christ as older saints, and they become simpler as they age. Okay, they don't want anything except Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 52:8 says, like a flourishing olive tree in the house of God, trust in God's loving kindness forever and ever. And Brother Lee said this Psalm 52:8 was probably written by an aged psalmist, an old aged psalmist. So we should have this feeling, saints. We should have this feeling that he has, which is that although we are aged, we are still flourishing, right? Like a flourishing olive tree in the house of God. Still in the church life, right? Still in the church life. Planted in the house, trusting in God's loving kindness. We need more olive trees in the church life.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, trees don't do much. They just stand there, right? They don't move around too much, right? Have you seen? You haven't seen trees moving around much. They just stay there, right? And they just stand there flourishing, like evergreen, and standing strong and stately and beautiful. So in the church life, we need older saints who express Christ's stately and beautiful humanity. Amen. So this is a matter of living out Christ in his humanity. So under B, there's three trees in the church life. The saints should live the life of three trees. Number one is the palm tree. Psalm 92:12a, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. And a palm tree represents Christ's victory. Hallelujah! His victory in resurrection and ascension. So, you know, when the Lord came into Jerusalem, they greeted him with palm leaves, right? Representing his victory in resurrection and ascension. So, it also indicates the overcomers, right? The overcomers, declaring his victory in resurrection and ascension. Then number two, and also in the same verse, Psalm 9:12, he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. So the cedar trees are very useful for building, okay? That's the temple was built using cedars. And it signifies transformed people useful for God's building. Hallelujah. So we need to be transformed and useful for the building the house of God. And then the olive tree signifies oil. What it produces is oil, right? Precious oil, which is to supply the church life. That is the spirit, right? The spirit to supply the church life. So we need this. We need trees firmly planted in the church, testifying, building, and supplying. These are the three trees. Such trees make the younger and middle-aged saints feel safe in the church life just by being there. So in the past turmoils, often we had nothing to look at but these trees, right? They were just stood there flourishing, standing strong. Amen. And they just, by their being there, they just overflow and testify Christ, right? To both the sinners and to saints and to the young people. Actually, young people need examples. What they look for mostly is for examples. Someone to follow, right? And they learn more from old people by how we live, not by what we say. So that there's the need of such older brothers and sisters in the church life for the younger generation. And our brother, he said, you don't know how much impact you can have on a young believer for the whole of their lives, okay, just by being there. And if the church has people like this, it's just such a blessing. Amen. Okay, and then lastly, we're going to end with, well, it's not lastly, actually. Okay, we got some patterns in the Bible of evergreen saints. Okay, so we've got some patterns of evergreen saints. So number six is evergreen saints in the scriptures. Maybe the sisters could read A. Amen. Okay. Okay. So these examples in the Bible of evergreen saints, they show us that a Christian need not regress and decline. Okay. They need not. That means they may, but they're not destined to do that. It's not their fate. Okay. We don't have to decline. Right? Christians don't have to decline. We should keep moving.
Amen.
Don't sit down. I think a lot of people just like to sit down and do nothing. It's not healthy, right? It's comfortable, but it's not healthy. So keep moving. And spiritually, we also need to keep moving. Okay. Spiritually, we need to get younger and younger until we are in eternity, right? Praise the Lord. Younger and younger till we're in eternity. So we need to refuse and reject the thought that we have to decline, right? That's not true. So the first example there is Jacob. We'll come back to that one later. Moses, let's talk about Moses. Deuteronomy 34:7 says Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor had his freshness left him. Wow. So Moses at 120 was as fresh as the morning dew, right? His freshness had not left him. He was full of sap and green. So he's a real pattern to us as an evergreen saint. And then you have Joshua and Caleb, who those who came out of Egypt, that only those two, only Joshua and Caleb, remained alive to enter into the good land. Okay, so they were really the overcomers. Okay, and Caleb, even when he was 85 years old, said in Joshua 14:10, and now look, Jehovah has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the time Jehovah spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked through the wilderness. And now look, today I'm 85 years old. I'm still as strong as I was on the day that Moses sent me out. And as my strength was then, so my strength is now for battle and for going out and for coming in. So these were the two. They spied out the land. They were some of the 12 that spied out the land. They had the vision, yet it was the second generation who entered the land. But that second generation still needed Joshua and Caleb to lead the way and to take them in. So this really, you know, actually, you know, quite impressive. At 85, he could go into battle, right? I don't think you get many soldiers at 85 years old, right? Oh, Lord. But he was evergreen. Amen. And there was Moses didn't make it because of his failure. He did, but he did see the land, and he did bless the people, and he reminded them of the law and the statutes and the things that God had done. So he gave them a re-speaking of what God had done. So we need to give a Deuteronomy, which is a re-speaking of God's economy to the younger generation, a retelling of the vision that we received many years ago, which will allow the younger ones to enter in. The fire put into us should still be burning brightly today. Amen. So we should be today's Joshua and Caleb. So that's the Old Testament. The brothers, maybe you read B. Peter, Paul, and John in the New Testament. Okay, so these are the three top apostles in the New Testament. And they shone brightly, right? As they aged, they got brighter and brighter. They just kept going, getting brighter and brighter. And then even when some of them were martyred, but when they martyred, they were as bright as the noon, right? They didn't get dimmer, right? Peter, in his latter years, when he knew that his earthly tabernacle was coming to an end, still reminded the believers of the eternal kingdom that will be richly and bountifully supplied to them, dying a death of martyrdom in a glorious way of shining. So absolutely, with Peter, there was no waning of the brightness of his shining. Okay, he was not waning, right? He was bright. And then Paul knew that he was being martyred. In 1 Timothy 4:6, I'm already being poured out, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought the good fight, finished the course, kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. So Paul was poured out. He knew his time was coming. His departure was at hand, but he had the assurance that a crown of righteousness was laid up for him. He was still shining brightly in old age. There was no feeling of dimming his light, or his light went out, but he shone till he met the Lord. So we need to meet the Lord at noontime, right? Just like the Samaritan woman met the Lord at noontime, we need to meet the Lord. Okay, thirdly is John. And John 1:9 says that he was our fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Jesus on the island of Patmos. Because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, and he was in spirit on the Lord's day when he heard behind a loud voice. Okay. So John was probably the last of the early apostles to die. He lived to quite an old age. People think he lived to about between 90 and 100, but he was still shining. Actually, when he was in Patmos, he was already in his 90s. Right, he was already in his 90s, but there was no decline in him. I'd just like to read a little story to you, which is called John and the Young Bandit. But this is actually, this is a real story. This is an account recorded by Clement of Alexandria, who lived about 150 AD to 215. And he wrote, "Who is the rich man that shall be saved?" And in that was also copied by Eusebius in his ecclesiastical history. And this is, he says, "Listen to a tale which is not a mere tale." That's what he says. "But a narrative concerning John the Apostle, which has been handed down and treasured up in memory." So this is not a mere tale. That means this really happened. Okay, this has happened. After the death of Domitian, the Emperor Domitian, which was at the end of 96 AD, John was released from exile in Patmos and he came to live in Ephesus. While there, John would visit the nearby churches, appointing elders and resolving issues. In one of these visits to Smyrna, he encountered a charismatic young man, an orphan of great potential. After taking care of a number of matters in the church in Smyrna and appointing a certain one as an elder of the church, God gave this new elder a special charge to look after the spiritual health of this young man. He said, This one I commit to you in all earnestness in the presence of the church with Christ as witness." The elder accepted this charge and promised to care for the boy. After John left, as promised, he took the youth in and taught the young man the faith, loved him as a son, and in time he was baptized. But unfortunately, soon after, the elder relaxed his duty of discipling the young man and he fell in with a group of idle, depraved companions. He first indulged with them in worldly pleasures, then fell into robbery and petty crimes. The young man still had a conscience, though, and realized that what he was doing was wrong. But rather than repent and turn back to Christ, he despaired of God's mercy, thinking his crimes were beyond forgiveness, and plunged himself deeper into this sinful lifestyle. As his conscience hardened, the young man grew desperate and eventually took to the mountains, leading this band of robbers in violent cruelty and murders as the bandit chief, the most violent, most bloody, and most cruel of them all. After some time, John again visited Smyrna. Once his business was conducted, John asked the elder about the deposit he had left with him. The elder, confused, thought that John wanted money from him. When John clarified, the elder, groaning deeply and at the same time bursting into tears, recounted the story of the young man's descent into thievery and subsequent alienation. Eusebius describes John's reaction, blaming himself for leaving a poor guardian for a brother's soul. The apostle rent his clothes and beating his head with great lamentation, said, "A fine guard I left for a brother's soul, but let a horse be brought to me and a guide to show me the way." And straight away he rode away just as he was. And coming to the place in the mountain, he was taken prisoner by the robbers. When John, captured, did not resist, but merely asked to be taken to their leader. The young man, who was armed, was waiting to see the new prisoner, but when he saw who it was, he turned in shame and fled. John, forgetting his age, now they think he was about 95 at this time, pursued him with all his might, crying out, "Why, my son, do you flee from me, your father, unarmed and aged?" Pity me, my son, fear not. You have still hope of life. I will give account to Christ for you. If need be, I will willingly endure your death as the Lord suffered death for us. For you I will give up my life. Stand still, believe, Christ has sent me. John's words penetrated the young man's hardened heart. When he heard, first he stopped, and then he looked down, and then he threw away his weapon and trembled and wept bitterly. And when the old man approached him, he embraced him, making confession with lamentations as he was able, baptizing himself a second time with tears. John pledging himself and assuring him on oath that he would find forgiveness from the Savior, besought him, fell upon his knees, kissed his right hand itself, as if now purified by repentance, and led him back to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. But John wasn't done with him yet, and making intercession for him with much prayers, Eusebius explains, and struggling together with him in continual fasting and subduing his mind by various utterances, he did not depart until he had restored him to the church, providing a great example of true repentance and great proof of regeneration, a trophy of a visible resurrection. Wow. So that's John. That was John in his 95 years old. Okay, so he was, there was no decline in him, right? Praise the Lord. Okay, then we had Simeon and Anna, who in Luke 2, they ushered in the New Testament dispensation. If you read the verses there, Luke 25 to 27 talks about Simeon. And you see that Simeon, it says three times that it mentions the Spirit. There was a man in Jerusalem, his name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been divinely communicated to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he'd seen the Lord Jesus. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the little child Jesus for them to do according to the custom of the law concerning him, he received them into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now release your slave, Master, according to your word in peace, for mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all the people." So he was a man who was very much related to the Spirit, right? It mentions three times that he was in the Spirit there. He must have had he must have been a man of the Spirit, right? He was a man of the Spirit. And these two, Simeon and Anna, preceded John the Baptist. Okay, John the Baptist was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus, but these two preceded him, okay? So Simeon was born in the Old Testament, but he departed in the New. We may be old, but we don't need to belong to the old dispensation. Amen. It's never too old. We're never too old to see a new revelation. So don't stop pursuing the Lord. Don't stop pursuing the ministry. It's a tragedy to lose your hunger. Wow. So Simeon was like this. He didn't stop, right, pursuing the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Simeon was reduced to caring for nothing but Christ. That's quite something, right? In his old age, he was very, very simple. He was reduced to caring for nothing but Christ. Amen. So the brother encouraged us to study the word with the help of the ministry, such as the life studies, to devote our time to get into the word of God. And then, with Anna, we see that she was one who did not depart from the temple. She was 84, did not depart from the temple, serving God, and with petitions night and day. So she was serving and she was praying, okay? So at 84, she was there at the temple serving and praying. So with Simeon, he was full of the word, and we need to be full of the word. And with Anna, she was serving and she was praying. Amen. Amen. So, we need to take care of these things, saints, right? We shouldn't just take care of our grandkids. you know, which, you know, we may have a duty, but we shouldn't be too much to the extent that we sacrifice the Lord. Okay. So we can take care of these three things, right? We can take care of studying the word with the help of the ministry. We can beseech the Lord, we can pray, and we can serve. Amen. And then the Lord came back. Well, the Lord came the first time because of the prayer of those godly saints. And he will come back because of the prayer of the godly saints. Hallelujah. We need many more Simeons and many more Annas. And there's something about the prayer of the older saints is important. You know, the prayer ministry is the highest ministry. Hallelujah. And many, you know, if you go back in a lot of the churches, is older sisters coming together to pray, right? Particularly the older sisters. A lot of maybe they come together once a week to pray for certain things. But the sisters pray, you know, they can pray for many things. They can pray for the new revival to come in. They can pray for the church. They can pray for the elders. If they see a lack, what should they do? Pray. Often we see a lack, we complain, right? But actually, this is a crucial function of the sisters. Amen. All right. I think I'm running out of time here, saints. Okay. So I did miss out at the beginning. I missed out Jacob. Amen. Okay. All right, so when Jacob got old, he had a job. You know what his job was? Blessing people. That was his only job, really, just to bless people. So he blessed Pharaoh, he blessed all his children. And through that, God was reigning, through him, God was reigning in life, right? God was reigning in life through him. And what is the real blessing? The real blessing is not just to say, I bless you in the name of the Father, Son. Okay, it's not that. The real blessing is to bless people with God, right? Bless people with God. So for that, we need the maturity of life and we need to be filled with God, right? And blessing is actually the overflow of God through maturity in life. If a church is short of these mature saints, that church is short of blessing. Blessing is to bring people into God and into God's presence, and it's to bring God into them to enjoy God. So I hope we all would become such blessers and such a blessing. Yeah. You know, Jacob, he was really a strong person. You know, he was the one at the beginning. His name means he struggled with God, right? And God said, let me go. And he wouldn't. Can you imagine that? So he was really strong, but he passed through many processes like we have. Right there. And eventually this tough guy, through a long period of dealings, just became a blessing. Right? He just became a blessing to everyone around him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Where are we? Five. Is that right? No, seven. Let's just read seven together, saints. Maturing in life to bring in the greatest revival. Brothers, the greatest revival is yet to come. A revival to bring the Lord back. Amen. So remember, saints, we're not finished. We should not retire. We're here for the greatest revival to bring the Lord back. Amen. We're here after all these decades because the Lord needs us. Right? He needs us to be the overcomers. Hallelujah. We may not be gifted. We may not be accomplished, but we're here. Hallelujah. Okay, sisters, B. Amen. Okay, this was Simeon here. Yeah. Simeon and Anna ushered in the Lord's return. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then, so we're not here to diminish and fade away. We're here to flourish and bring the Lord back. Amen. And then lastly, let's read together, a revival of prayer, shepherding, and service. Hallelujah. So prayer, you know, we need the prayer of the sisters. We need the prayer meetings of the church, which should be strong. You know, I think in many places, I don't know what it's like in your place, but maybe 10% of the saints come to the prayer meeting. But anyway, we need the senior saints full of prayers. Amen. The prayers for the kingdom. Shepherding is, we need to be those shepherding the younger ones, testifying of how to live the God-man life, and who are just standing and flourishing and like trees planted in God's house. And service, we're not too old to serve. Hallelujah. We can be patterns to the young ones in these things. Amen. So I think we still have a bit of time, I believe. We have until 12:30, right? So if anybody would like to say anything, you have some time now.
The saints, our brother made a statement, shared a statement with us before. He said, it's not how we begin our course, but how we finish our course that counts.
Amen.
You know, we've all had a beginning in the Christian life, all of us in this room. But saints, we all should have a desire, an aspiration, that whenever we would go to be with the Lord, that we would
go to the Lord on a very positive note. Amen. That we would have a bright ending. And you know, in the collected works of Watchman Nee said, many Christians have a bright beginning to their Christian life, but not many have a bright ending. Mm-hmm. Saints, we should be those that aspire to have a bright ending.
Amen.
You know, saints, really, when I was sitting in the room, I was thinking, wow, Lord, we, all of us in this room, we have the highest purpose for our life and our living. It's God's eternal purpose to build up his one unique body that would consummate in the bride that would turn the age. And you know, saints, all of us, we should not feel that we don't have a function. That's a lie from the devil.
Right.
Yes, the younger ones have a lot of energy, but they don't have that many life experiences, and they're just beginning to learn the spiritual lessons. Those of us that are older, we've made a lot of mistakes. And hopefully we've learned from those. And then we've had a lot of positive experiences. And so, saints, we need to have a burden.
Amen.
We should have a burden even to shepherd the younger ones.
Amen.
You know, we should look at ourselves as parents to these younger ones. Otherwise, without the next generation, the Lord's recovery will have no continuation. So we need to shepherd, pray, serve, and shepherd, especially young ones and newer ones. That the Lord would have a continuation on the earth.
Amen.
Saints, we have the highest purpose for our life.
Amen.
None of us should feel we don't have a function.
Amen.
We all have a function.
Amen.
And the word that really stuck out to me in this message was pattern. It's just like raising children. One picture is worth a thousand words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as our children get older, they don't listen to us that much. But they watch what we do. Saints, we should be encouraged.
Amen.
We have a lot of human experiences, a lot of spiritual experiences, and the newer ones and the younger ones need to learn from us.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. We all have an important function in the church life.
Amen.
感谢赞美主，这个信息多么宝贵。
Yeah, praise and grateful to God. This is such a precious message.
这个信息极大鼓励我们老年的人。
It encouraged greatly to seniors such as us. It corrects our mindset.
我们这个年龄，如果是观念不对的话，就睡在那边，休息在那边，生锈在那边。
If our mindset is not correct, we could be rusted and just lie in bed a lot and waste a lot of time.
但是这个信息叫我们看，我们是观念如果转正的，是最有用的。But
this message reminded all of us that if we have the correct mindset, then we are very useful.
我们这一班呢，又像摩西那样，又像保罗那样，又像亚拿那样，又像西门那样。Yeah,
so we are like Moses, we are like Simon, we are like Anna, yeah.
感谢赞美主，我们这一班人是非常有用，用着什么？又带进一个前所未有的最大的福音。
We are such a blessed and useful group because it can bring in the greatest revival.
Amen.
Even though we are retired in our career life, but in Jesus' eyes, I am never retired.
Amen.
我要么征战到死，要么要把主耶稣带回来。
I'm willing to fight to death, or I will bring Jesus back.
Amen.
永远没有退休，没有休息，就是征战至死或者败退。
There's never a rest and never a surrender. It's fighting to the end.
Amen.
就是一个最宝贵的工作。刚才说你是说什么？祷告的工作。
The most precious job is a function of praying.
Amen. We need to practice
incessant, endless praying. This kind of quality of praying will revive a church.
Amen.
感谢赞美主，我们要重新回应，重新更新，变成一个非常有能力的钉。
Praise the Lord, with this work, with this powerful work, we will revive and we will become a true oneness.
Amen. I just enjoyed, I was reading the Glorious Church and towards the end, it shares a part on the overcomers, how the Lord needs a group of people, not just ones or twos, but a corporate group. And he went through the Old Testament where groups were used, and then the New, and mentioned Simeon, Anna. And I just feel, you know, they were there to bring in the Lord's return the first time. I do feel the Lord needs another group of overcomers of a mature age to bring him in for the second time.
Right.
And I have my ears pinned back for this fellowship. And I think the Lord is going to gain this group.
Amen.
Amen.
Our youth being renewed like the eagle. I met a man recently from Afghanistan who knew a lot about eagles. And he said, did you know that the eagles, they get to a certain age and then they have a terrible period where they start losing their feathers and they lose their beak, they can't fly, they can't eat, and they just go and hide in a cleft of a rock. But he said after so many days, their feathers begin to grow again. And their beak comes back. And then they soar again and they fly again. So that perhaps that's where that image comes from. Their youth is renewed. Our youth can be renewed like the eagles. So the eagles' Amen. Youth is renewed.
Amen.
They're not quite as good as they were when they were young. But he said to me, he said, you know what? They're smarter. They're wiser. They know how to still hunt and do what eagles do.
Amen.
So may that be the same with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed this point about being trees firmly planted in the courts, in the house of Jehovah. You know, to be such ones, we need to be firmly planted in the church life.
Amen.
Flourishing. Evergreen and full of sap,
Amen.
Full of life. You know, there are some saints here who in the 1980s, we went through quite a terrible time of turmoil. And a lot of the ones the brothers and the saints that we looked up to, sadly, they left the church life. They left the church life. And we kind of gathered in London in the late 80s, and we were wounded and battered and blown around. But praise the Lord, the Lord sent some saints, two families from the U.S. to come and join us in London. Some of you will remember very well. These saints were very wonderful. The brothers, they were tall trees in the church life. They were firmly planted in the house of God. and they didn't move around that much or talk that much, but they were just there. And they provided such a comfort to us. And, you know, they were patterns for us to look to and to follow when, you know, we've been beaten up so much. They were tall trees firmly planted in the house of God. Well, we might think, well, we have some of those now, but not enough. We need some more. Well, guess what? We need to be these ones.
Amen.
Now is our time, saints. Now, right. You know, then I was a younger man. Now I'm an older man. I realize I need to be such a one.
Right. Amen.
I need to be like those that were a pattern to me. I need to be firmly planted in the house of God.
Amen.
I need to be flourishing in his courts.
Right.
I need to be full of sap in old age.
Amen.
Amen.
Still bearing fruit and supplying life to those around me.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Saints, I just thank the Lord that he's evergreen.
Amen.
He's ever fresh.
Amen.
This morning when I got up and I was enjoying the Lord, something was so fresh in me and my whole heart, all it said was, Lord, I may only have tuppence left, but I'm going to spend it.
Right,
I'm going to spend it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not taking anything out of here.
Amen.
I'm going to spend this money.
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for being so faithful.
Amen.
For being so faithful to us
right,
that
amen.
We can be here today.
Amen.
It's just amazing.
Amen.
And we have to go back to the Lord over and over again. You know, one of the favorite things I remember Brother Lee said was, give your heart to the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. There's no better way, and there's no better thing that you can do on this earth than give yourself to the Lord. And I tell you, I just pray
amen.
That he's faithful to me, that I'm faithful to him,
amen.
And that's exactly what I do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, saints, let us give our heart to the Lord fresh this amen. Morning. And now, look, Jehovah has kept me alive, as he said, for these 45 years since the time Jehovah spoke this word to Moses and Israel walked through the wilderness. And now, look, today I'm 85 years old. Today I'm still as strong as I was on the day Moses sent me out. As my strength was then, so my strength is now for the battle for going out and coming in. Saints, I quote that because my son's name is Caleb, and he's now 31. I named him before he was born. When I heard a message about Joshua and Moses going to conquer the land, and in my culture, the older sister names the son, but I said Caleb. And he was named Caleb. We've started in the New Testament, John, and we're up to Thessalonians every week. Every week on the Lord's Day, Sunday, we meet and we read a
amen.
Chapter. But, oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Thank you for the Calebs and the Joshuas.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to confirm something that Brother Jerry shared about. Brother, in 1985, I think it was, at a semiannual in Irving, Texas, Brother Abraham Chang went to be with the Lord. We were serving during that semiannual, and Ray Graver and another brother, I can't remember who, came to speak to us. They wanted to tell us that Brother Lee had told the leading brothers, co-workers and leading brothers, brothers, you need to take care of your health. He said, too many saints are passing away in their 60s and 70s, just when they're the most useful. He said, suppose you get saved, a lot of people may get saved about 19 or 20 years old. He said, the first 20 years are mainly for learning and being constituted. The next 20 years are mainly for experiencing. Now, see, now you're 60 years old, right? He said, so then, right when you're the most useful to the Lord, then these things are happening. So I just wanted to confirm. And then I told that, I don't know why, Brother Ricky Acosta, we were with him one time, and I mentioned that. He said, oh, no, then, oh, well, did he say, I might have remembered that later the Lord, Brother Lee said, the 80s are the most useful years. Then Ricky Acosta said, he either heard or read, I can't remember, that Brother Lee said the 90s are the most useful. So saints, be encouraged. Amen.
Amen.
The most useful years are still here.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord for his fresh, up-to-date speaking.
Right.
I really enjoy Isaiah 40, 30 to 31. It says, although youth will fail and become weary, a young man will collapse and exhaust. Yet, those who wait on Jehovah will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and will not become weary. They will walk and not faint. When I heard the brother was speaking, I was saying, What does the eagle mean? I want to know more about the eagle. But then that brother said, the Lord caused that brother to speak about the eagle. And I said, wow. Well, when he says that the eagle, lose everything. Everything was stripped. His beak, his feathers, everything. I was just smiling. Then he said, guess where he was? In the cleft of the rock. I said, what is this? I said, Lord, this is what we need. The word, the operative word, the moment-by-moment word is to be in the cleft of the rock, to be in Christ, to be found in him. And this is where we will be full of sap. This is where we'll raise up with wings of an eagle.
Amen.
Don't matter with the walking stick. Don't matter what we are forgetting. Don't matter with, you want to find the phone, you don't remember what you do with the phone and you have it in your hand. Don't mind about that. Remember when we abide in the secret place of the Most High God, there is no memory loss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's only when we are in our whole man. Let us remain in the secret place of the Most High God,
Amen.
The cleft of the rock,
Amen.
In Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that is sap. That is sap, what that sister just said.
Yeah.
We just enjoyed the trees on the way here, and they've just been through the winter, dark, and they're just ready to pop. They're just going to pop, because inside them is the sap. And what I know is this meeting is like a forest. You are full of sap and green, because we know how to get to the sap. It's the life studies. It's the prayer. It's the calling on the Lord's name.
Amen.
At any time.
Amen, Lord.
In those kind of quiet days when you've been retired. Our sister Molly Lee, who has left us and is now in paradise, said to me a couple of months back, Di, the last lap is the hardest. And she's done that lap, and we are going to do that lap, and it's going to get brighter and brighter and brighter till the Lord comes back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I just want to be a tree. Just stand. Just stand full of sap for all the ones in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, do you realize that you are gifts? You know, in Ephesians 4, it says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Right. Amen.
Therefore, the scripture says, having ascended to the height, he led captive those taken captive and gave gifts to men. Then in verse 11, it says, and he himself gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as shepherds and teachers. What for? For the perfecting of the saints,
right.
Unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. And then finally it says, out from whom all the body being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part,
Amen.
Causes the growth of the body unto the building up of Amen. Itself in love.
Amen.
Saints, we are a gift to the body.
Amen.
If we do not measure, if we do not function according to our measure,
right.
How will the body be built
right.
up?
Amen.
The
right.
young saints have their measure, and they are operating according to their measure.
Right.
The middle-aged saints, they have also their measure. But they also have limitations and restrictions. In many ways, their human life is a lot busier than ours. But saints, we also have a measure.
Right,
each one of us has a measure.
Amen.
If we do not function according to our measure, if we do not shepherd the younger saints, right. Who will?
Right, amen.
If we do not perfect the younger saints, who will?
Right, amen.
If we do not encourage the middle-aged saints as they're struggling, who will?
Right, amen.
We have the experience.
Amen.
We have the experienced saints. We can shepherd them
right,
with
amen.
All of our strength. We need to shepherd them, pray for them,
right.
Be one with them.
Amen.
This is our function.
Amen.
This is
amen.
Our privilege, saints. Amen. Don't let this time go.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We should not let this time go.
Amen.
You know, a song, one of the hymns we sang before, it says, Lord, I treasure the sweet flow of life,
mm-hmm.
and my soul life at last I lay down. Oh, it says, at last I lay down. I didn't know whether to sing that in confidence. Oh, point two says, the more years we have in the church life, the more we will accumulate failures, problems, and offenses, and we need to be forgiven and healed. Oh, Lord Jesus, at this stage, we need to realize that we need to lay down our soul life.
Amen.
We've had so many failures. Everything we have decided and done has failed. Except when we're in the church and we are with the saints, then everything is glorious. We need to realize that. We've passed through all these years. We can't waste any more time. Christ must be everything to us.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is a beginning for us. It's
Amen.
An opportunity to enter and
Amen.
Function as one in the body.
Amen.
We shouldn't Amen. Let this opportunity pass.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing us here together.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We've reached the age that we are today.
Amen.
We had no say in the matter when we were born. We have no say in the matter when we die. But thank you, Lord, that in between, you have somehow brought us out of death into life. So thank you so, Lord Jesus. My brother John was reading a book of Isaiah, I think it was, and he said, the Lord needs us. He needs me. Is he? Yeah. Thank you, John. Lord, we thank you this
Amen.
Morning. We're here. He's gathered us. This is his initiation. And his idea was to come and bring to us out to come into life more.
Amen.
And we just thank you for the word that we can meditate upon.
Amen.
We can eat and drink of him. But he needs us to be what he wants to do.
Amen.
So we live for him.
Amen.
And as Apostle Paul said, it is no longer I that live. It is Christ that lives in him.
Amen.
Let's be the same that he wants to live in us.
Amen.
He's chose us to live that way and open up our vessel more to him.
Amen.
So we can spread and grow. And we can be flourishing
Amen.
As the tree. You know, trees just stand, don't they? They stand, they're planted, but they grow every year. They go taller and wider and bigger. They don't do nothing. Just be a tree.
Mm-hmm.
We have got in the way a lot of times. I know I can speak only personally for myself. I realize most of my life is not being obedient. I need to be obedient, even in the age I am.
Right,
thank you, Lord, for giving us a fresh life
amen.
And a fresh purpose.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I thank our brother for Dennis for bringing some of the cream to the top today. You know, it caused me to think about when I was 10, 11 years old. I remember being inspired. And wanted to be an older person because I thought being older and mature is the best way for me. I wasn't a Christian at that time. However, I became a Christian at 1920, and everything went downhill. All my life. Mistakes, failures, strippings. So I was very encouraged by this word of Clement. I've never heard it before, and I read a lot of church history. The Apostle John and the Bandit. I'm one of the bandits. You know. But saints, this is so encouraging. Just it might not be verbatim. Our brother spoke quite long, and I wrote down as much as I could, but I'll just speak a little bit of what touched me. In the Bible, longevity is a blessing. Amen. And we should pray for this. Amen. We don't want to live longer without a purpose. Everyone just wants to live longer and seeking longevity, even the billionaires. Everyone is seeking this, but it's purposeless. If you're living longer, what is that without a purpose? We have a purpose in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And we need to mature in the Lord.
Amen.
This is why we need longevity.
Amen.
As long as we are living, there is time for growth and maturity. Amen. Just like Anna.
Amen.
She was still serving the Lord in the temple when the Lord came.
Yes.
We are not here to fade away. This almost brings tears to me. To go downhill and diminish.
Yeah.
We are running the race. We are expecting the Lord's return.
Amen.
Look at the world situation today and here. It seems that the Lord will soon return so he could come back. And he needs something to come back to, a prepared bride.
Amen.
Lord, we're here.
Amen.
We're the bandits. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This message really tells us that this is the time for us to think about what we want to do as we go older. Like the brother just now said, we can be very rebellious. Our nature, is rebellious and don't want to listen. You know, out of all this message I heard, the only thing that stick up in my mind is the pattern. You know, when the old saints pass away, we always say, we miss him. But you know what? Recently, one elder in Malaysia passed away. I start missing him. But I'm not missing him as a person. I'm missing him as a pattern.
Amen.
Pattern in the church life.
Amen.
You know, from young, he's shepherding us. He cleaned his house after 5 days factory work and make his house nice and warm for these little kids coming in.
Wow.
And now we are here. So these are the pattern.
Right.
The older saints should live this kind of life. So are we. So at the end of this memorial service for this elder brother, one word come out from another elder brother is, God is real. God is real. Don't take for granted.
Right, amen.
God is not real. God is real in our life. Right. Also in UK. I was here, I don't know how many years ago. Look at the number we have grown. Look at the brother are still here. Cherished by the saints, cherished by God.
Amen.
How much more we want to ask for? Now, saints, this is a time we need to give out our time, our money, you know, our remaining days for the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My takeaway from this message, it's a pattern. And the pattern that I have realized this afternoon or morning is Simeon and Anna. Simeon was just praying and waiting. Anna was just praying and serving. So what we have to do as we're getting old or as we are old, we have to pray and wait.
Amen.
and we have to pray and serve. Praise the Lord.
This morning, I think I've heard an encouraging word. Because for some time, I think the enemy has been deceiving me. Because I've been telling myself, well, when I touched the church life at first, I was enjoying so much. But now I'm old, I feel like I'm not useful anymore. But today, I've heard this is a lie from the enemy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
According to 1 Peter 1:23, we have an eternal, incorruptible life,
amen,
which never gets old.
Amen.
So, I need to enjoy the living and abiding Word of God. I need to be forgiven and forgive others. I need to redeem the time and number my days. I need to live in God and take Him as my dwelling place.
Amen.
When I do all these practices, I get renewed. And this is how the life within me gets renewed. And when I'm renewed, I can continue in prayer, service, and shepherding of the young people.
Amen. Right, amen.
Pray that the Lord will have mercy on me,
right,
and I'll
amen.
Continue to do these things.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, saints, may our years, the rest that is left, be counted useful before the Lord.
Right, amen.
I don't know. I can't just pinpoint one word. Every word that the brother spoke was like a preaching of the gospel to me.
Amen.
And we should really open our being that this word will really go deep into us.
Amen.
We are privileged. We don't know what we have or where we are.
Right, amen.
You know, when I was working, only last year I retired. You go to people's homes, they are stuck. They cannot even get up to even go to the loo. Certain things, you know, and they don't know the meaning. Some tell me, don't get old. A lot of them tell, don't get old. This is what they are saying. Because they see that, what is it? What is left? There is no meaning of their human life.
Right.
And we have the privilege to sit here, listen to all these things, and be in a place where from child, and we have the privilege to be young people in the church. So from our childhood up to now,
right,
we've
amen.
Been taken care of.
Right,
in the church life. The babies, the young people, the adults. And now in my old age, I'm here listening to this. Saints, I don't know what to say.
Amen.
May the Lord touch our hearts.
Amen.
That the rest of our days will count.
That's right. Amen.
We will not say, now we're done, let's relax and enjoy. But ask, Lord, what can you do within me?
Amen.
Because this life, this life is ever fresh and ever new.
Amen.
Physically, we are weak. But praise the Lord. Even that, when I said I was retired, everybody said, what? Are you that old? No. Physically, we are old, but even outwardly, people think we are younger. Because of the life within us.
Amen.
Saints, may we take this word seriously.
Amen.
And pray. Take it back to the Lord.
Amen.
That would be useful to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, saints. I was really sobered by this meeting today and all the points that were brought out. I especially appreciated the matter of redeeming the time and numbering our days. You know, I was considering, you know, he mentioned Moses in I think it was Psalms, but Moses says, teach us to number our days with a heart of wisdom.
Amen.
I mean, this was Moses, who was a friend of God. I mean, those are strong words,
Amen.
You know. Teach us to number our days with a heart of wisdom. We need to, you know, this matter of redeeming the time. Every single day of our life, every moment, every hour matters. You know, we don't know how much longer we have. We're all getting older. I mean, I came here when I was in my 50s, and I'm in my 70s now. And it's like sometimes I feel like, well, I think I've done my time, almost like it's a prison or something. But, you know, we are in the house of God. We have been chosen to be this revelation that has been, we've received the mystery of human life, Christ, and the church, and the high gospel, you know, the gospel to go forth now in these days. the high gospel to go forth. We have been commissioned with such a high, calling. Yeah, thank you. And we're not doing this individually. We're corporately. You know, we stand together in a corporate way. And how we need to really get sober-minded regarding redeeming the time, because our days are numbered. And may every hour, every week, every year matter until we, till the Lord comes. Amen.
I was just impressed. You know, all the points in this message, they fit us. They fit our time. They fit our experience. They fit where we've been. It's like as though the Lord has unveiled to us freshly, this is all that I am, and this is where you are, and this is what you need. Amen. And I just know also that the enemy comes at this time to defeat us by his accusation. Amen. And by his damning us and telling us no. He tries to tell us no, but I enjoyed hearing all these points today. These are yes points. These are points to apply today now. You know, we are. Tom and I are out there. We're both realizing our bones, we're on the last runs. We know that. Might look like we're working down there, but we're struggling down there. I am enjoying this time in my life, because these points do fit. They are our need, and they're the need in the church life. What would we do without Brother Lee's last years? To me, it's like that was the crystallization. Amen. That was the culmination. I shook his hand at 70. It was a strong hand. He was starting the life studies. But at 90, he was stronger. And the message was stronger and clearer. And it was for today, and it was for us. And it's not just for us. It's for the Lord. Amen. This is his coming. Amen. His coming is not going to be just in the young people. His coming is going to be in a corporate bride. Amen. Carried out, really, brothers and sisters. And I believe the most important word we might put in this is, Lord, we believe. Amen. And we'll take you as our last run. We're going to take you. We're going to take you through all our failures. We're failures. Everybody that's failed in here, don't bother raising your hand. It's already raised. Both hands went up. But God and but grace. And there was an early word that Abraham, Moses, all of them heard, and that was, I set you. I set you. Moses was set to do what he was supposed to do. And the Lord came to him again and again and brought him forward to complete his run, even in his failures. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord that he's coming to this to share with us what's on his heart for us. The ones that run with rubber legs. The last lap is always in a rubber leg. You don't know if you're going to even fall over or what you're going to do, but you're just aiming at that end line. The end line is oneness with the triune God. This is our option and our opportunity. I feel very, very good this morning that we have heard just what we needed to hear. Sorry, we probably need some more of it.
Okay.
He is not finished with us yet.
Hallelujah.
We're just starting up.
Amen.
Right? Just remember, there were dry bones once. He breathed on these dry bones.
Amen.
What happened? Do anybody remember what happened to the dry bones? Live together. And that's what we are.
Yeah.
We're coming together.
Amen.
We are the dry bones. Oh, we've got way to go yet.
Amen.
This is just a starting place now.
Yeah.
We're just starting. There's no finish with us.
Yeah.
Right. No putting up the legs, you know, and go to sleep. we just go on.
Amen.
And fight on.
Amen.
Because Jesus is alive.
Amen.
In us. And there's no way we're going to rest.
Amen.
Jesus doesn't rest.
Hallelujah.
He's awake all the time. I mean, if anybody deserves a rest, then that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we've got us to look after. And we are going to be an example for the young. You know, talk to people on the buses, on the trains. Let them know that there is life.
Amen.
Above life.
Amen.
Because when Lord breathed on these bones, the bones turned into an army.
Amen.
And there we are.
Amen.
We were not finished yet.
Amen.
And I've got a little thing about, just a little bit of jest. When I first heard about wood cedar, because I used to work in shoe trade, and there would come this lovely smell of shoe trees, and it was cedar wood, and the smell was beautiful. Do you know what? When the smell dies down, it's like the eagle. It rises again when you sandpaper it. That's alive like us. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I was enjoying the sharing so much I forgot we were supposed to end 15 minutes ago. So dinner is ready at 12:30. Lunch is ready at 12:30. So if you want to go up to the dining room, it's served up there. If you've not registered, remember to register. You'll get a tag. And we'll also make we'll send a link for the original messages, that Menorah's messages. We'll send it to the saints so that you can listen to these messages if you want. So we start again at 2 p.m., back here at 2 p.m.
All right. Amen. Oh,